Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah, on a rare weekend away from the ranch, gets a phone call that gives her pause. Farmers and ranchers in Montana talk a lot about lifestyle. They get to live in these beautiful, often remote places, the very best, last best places. They frequently live near their parents and grandparents, and they don't have to worry too much about childcare. They're their own bosses with no fixed hours, no wretched commute, no bad-tempered supervisors. And what they do is important. They're feeding the world, caring for the land, preserving a way of life for the next generation. What they don't talk a lot about are vacations. There are just too many things to do at home, too much at stake to take off for any length of time. Sometimes one family member will leave for a wedding or a graduation. Sometimes if all their stars align, they'll skip town for an anniversary or a long weekend. It's the trade-off, I guess. The Hollenbecks are lucky, though. Their six Peruvian ranch hands keep things ticking along when they go out of town, which was the case earlier this month when Henry cleaned up at the Montana Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals in Great Falls.
So we just made sure that we had a lot of feed filled. All the gas tanks and diesel tanks were full, and Henry's parents like to go up and watch, too. So it's nice that we can leave the ranch for a few days and not worry too much about what's going on. We get a few phone calls of fuel's getting low or we're out of corn or something, but we try and make sure all that's up to the tippy top before we go so there's no wrecks or anything while we're gone.
Henry did get one call while he was away from a guy wanting to buy some sheep.
It just worked out where the guy was only able to come while we were in Great Falls, so Henry gave one of our main guys, Conti, a call, and he was able to sort out a load for this guy that was coming through. So fortunately, with our English-Spanish over-the-phone translation, we could get it all sorted out and figured out.
Sarah was nervous when she heard the load included some goats.
Henry told me that the guy was going to put some goats on that load, and I said, well, what kind of goats? And he said, some of the fat weathers. And I said, well, I sure hope totes didn't end up on that load. And he's like, oh, are you nervous? And I was like, yeah. So as soon as we got home, I went out to the pen to make sure totes was still there, and of course he was, because the guys know that he's kind of precious cargo, and if he ever went missing, I'd probably have a heart attack. He was safe and sound.
Sarah's talking about Mr. Totes McGoats, the wiry orange star of her sheep lady Instagram. She's not talking about Dog, another pet goat who wags her tail, or the nanny goat that had her kid in the middle of winter and now gets deluxe accommodation.
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's still out there. She's still living the life in her own pens.
Sarah is something of a goat fanatic, which is totally understandable given that she's surrounded by the impish, funny-faced things. But it's something of an inconsistency as well, given her penchant for presenting on social media and elsewhere a clear-eyed, unsentimental version of ranching. The good, the bad, the ugly sort of thing. After all but the select few will eventually be dinner. Anyway, she's big into posting goat pics.
Oh, yeah. People die every time you post a baby picture of any animal. People like animal baby pictures better than human baby pictures, so it's always a hit.
Of course, Sarah expects to be posting her own baby pics soon. She's due in March with a little girl. It's not lambing season yet on the ranch, but Sarah needs to be careful working with sheep while pregnant.
Sheep do carry a disease that is zoonotic to humans that can cause abortions or stillbirths. I just take precautions and wear gloves and be a little more careful. I'm not out there doing anything crazy, so fortunately we have the help that I don't have to be like elbow deep in all of them or anything.
Next week, as winter sets in and the snow piles up, feeding continues at the Hollenbeck Ranch.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.